The U.S. government began a new anti-drug advertising campaign during last night's Super Bowl. Two 30-second spots featured the message, "Doing drugs aids terrorism." These ads mentioned just one country, Colombia. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
Just as most people were settling into the second half of football, some typical American faces appeared on the television screen with some not-so-typical words.
I helped murder families in Colombia.
It was just innocent fun.
I helped kidnap people's dads.
Hey, some harmless fun.
I help kids learn how to kill.
I was just having some fun, you know.
These are actors portraying drug users, some of whom are taking on a new responsibility for their actions, funding terrorism. This advertisement was the second of two eye-catching spots that cost the Office of National Drug Control Policy an estimated $3.2 million. It was no accident that Colombia was highlighted. Drugs account for the majority of funding for leftist guerrillas and their archenemies, the right-wing paramilitaries, enmeshed in a four-decades-old civil war. An estimated 40,000 people, most of them civilians, have died in the last 10 years in Colombia.
I think this touches a lot of what I think a lot of Colombians feel.
Luis Alberto Moreno is Colombia's ambassador to Washington.
In our country, it's absolutely clear that it is the profits of the drug trade that are fueling all forms of violence in our country. So I think the fact that those who want to destroy themselves should think before they do that, that not only are they hurting themselves, but they're hurting others. And they're really hurting a democracy like Colombia in a major way.
The Super Bowl was an unprecedented forum to bring attention to Colombia's plight. In the last 2 years, the U.S. government has given Colombia $1.3 billion to fight drugs. Most of the aid went for helicopter gunships, technology, and army training. Recently, editorials in newspapers like the Washington Post have called on the U.S. government to widen its war in Colombia beyond drugs to rebels and paramilitaries, both of which fall in the State Department's list of terrorist groups. But drug czar John Walters denied that the ad was a stealth campaign designed to lay the groundwork for more U.S. involvement in the country's war.
I don't think the dimension that we've tested so far is a tie so much to existing programs in Colombia as it is existing consequences in terror and violence on societies like this Colombian society as a result of the buying.
The $10 million campaign, which runs through March, also includes full-page ads in major newspapers and magazines across the U.S., as well as an outreach program in schools. Walters says the campaign will mention several countries, not just Colombia. Since 1998, the U.S. government has spent $160 million per year on anti-drug advertising. Critics say it's a waste of money. Walters disagrees. He says there's a heightened awareness of the world following September 11th and that his office can capitalize on this environment to spread an important message. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota, Colombia.